personal finance and investing news from Informed Choice.
Informed Choice personal finance news at 1 p.m. on Friday, the 8th of January 2016. I'm Martin Bamford. European stock markets have risen today after a rise in the value of Chinese shares overnight. The Shanghai Composite finished 2% higher in trading on Friday, but ended the week down around 10%. China has now suspended its new circuit breaker rules designed to lessen market volatility. Markets are now watching with interest for the publication of new US unemployment figures due out later today. Despite the modest recovery this morning, the FTSE 100 index of leading UK company shares remains on track for its biggest weekly fall since August. Star fund manager Neil Woodford is calling for radical restructuring of GlaxoSmithKline. Woodford, founder of Woodford Investment Management, believes GSK should be run as separate companies rather than a single £65 billion firm. During an interview with BBC Radio 5 Live's Wake Up to Money this morning, Woodford explained that GSK is so complicated it's like four FTSE 100 companies bolted together. Household debt in the UK has reached its highest level for 5 years. New analysis by the TUC found that UK families owned an average of 26.5% of their annual household income on loans and credit cards. That was during the third quarter of 2015. This represents the highest rate of household debt as a proportion of income since 2008. The UK trade deficit has narrowed from £3.5 billion to £3.2 billion as a result of falling oil imports and exports falling to their lowest level since July. The trade deficit has been persistently high in recent months, leading to calls on Chancellor George Osborne to take further action to boost exports. The government has rejected calls for new transitional arrangements to soften the financial impact of increases to the state pension age for women. The issue was debated in the House of Commons yesterday, following a campaign by the group Women Against State Pension Inequality. Department for Work and Pensions Minister Shalice Vara said that provisions for women affected by the 2011 acceleration of women's retirement state pension age to 66 had been thoroughly debated at the time. That was your personal finance news bulletin from Informed Choice. For more, follow us on Twitter at Informed Choice.
Personal finance and investing news from Informed Choice.